Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our scripture readings today are from Matthew 21, 8 through 11, and Psalm 40, 1 through 5. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches and from trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And now Psalm 40, 1 through 5. Thanksgiving for deliverance and prayer for help to the leader of David, a psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my feet secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, there would be more than can be counted. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It was just another Saturday. Over here, the men had gathered probably for breakfast. At least some of the men had gathered over here for breakfast. And over here, there were a couple of ladies who were putting the finishing touches on their Shabbat meal and celebration that would take them through the whole weekend. Over here, there was probably a family getting their boat out and getting it to the lake for the first time this season. Over here, there was a couple of guys that were getting together with refreshments to watch the next round of the NCAA playoff basketball. Over here, it's baseball season. I mean, it was just another Saturday. And then, into town comes a guy on a donkey. 12 guys following behind him, maybe a couple of women following behind him, and suddenly they recognize him as Jesus. And oh my goodness, he put down the remote, they left the ball game, the boat stayed in the water, dinner stayed on the table, the guys left breakfast, and they all came to see Jesus. But even at best, it was 10 or 12, 14, 18 people. It wasn't the one-dimensional parade all over Jerusalem like we think about. It was just a ragtag bunch of people celebrating Jesus. And people started shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." And suddenly the crowd began to catch up with what was being shouted. And some of the shopkeepers were saying, "My goodness, he's blocking traffic. How's anybody going to get to my shop today?" It wasn't the greatest thing ever like we want it to be. It was just 20 or 30 people coming down the highway. Yesterday, all over the nation, more than 3,000 cities across our nation, people gathered for No Kings Day. And as I've read the accounts of No Kings Day in opposition to certain political rulings and some of those were just a couple of hundred people. gathered around the courthouse somewhere. The Lincoln Memorial had a crowd, I think. Minneapolis had a crowd. Bruce Springsteen and Bernie Sanders, that's a ticket for you. They had a crowd. But for the most part, it was just a handful of folks who cared enough to say, enough is enough, stop this. In many ways, Palm Sunday was like that. Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan have written a book called The Last Week of Jesus. And what they have surmised is that on one side of town, Jesus was clip-clopping down the Mount of Olives into the city, while on the other side of town, Pilate was coming into town with all of his legions. The clip-clopping little donkey parade wouldn't have gotten much attention, but Caesar's representative coming to town, now that's a party. And by contrast, Jesus comes into town humbly on a donkey. Pilate comes to town on a raging white stallion. All of that is meant to stir your imagination and compare and contrast what was going on. But here's what I really want you to hear. In this last week of the life of Jesus, it began as a celebration and a hope. It began as a celebration and a hope. It was one of those sleigh events. I think I'm using that right. I'm trying to be relevant to all generations. Some of you have told me you're leaving out the younger generations, and I'm trying to represent their vocabulary. Although my granddaughter told me yesterday that sleigh is now a cringe word, and I don't know what that means either, but suffice it to say that Jesus coming into Jerusalem on a donkey was like eating the cornbread and not leaving a crumb. That's how good it was. Now, in the midst of all, it's like when all the Avengers get together. You know the Avengers? It's like when all the Avengers get together. It's an important moment. You know something big is about to happen, even though as soon as they're done slaying, they're going to go in different directions again and may not speak to each other for generations unless they time travel. I don't understand all that. What I understand is this. Jesus coming into town in a humble presentation. It was the people who responded. It was the people who laid their cloaks over the mud puddles. It was the people who cut down palm branches and waved them over him. It was the people who shouted these words, Hosanna! Hosanna! Like several years ago, we were at a Jimmy Buffett concert here at Walnut Creek. And it was the first time Gail had let me take our girls to see Jimmy Buffett. They were 14 and 11, somewhere around there. And we were in the middle of the concert. Buffett was having a good time. I was having a good time. I looked over at my daughters. They were both standing up on their seats going like, whoa, you Jeff. And I went, Hosanna. we have arrived at the kingdom. It was a moment. You don't get many of those. Hosanna. Hosanna. But here's what Hosanna really means. If you go back to the original Hebrew and you look at the source of Hosanna, it means save me now. They were praising Jesus, yes, but they were also asking for more. Save me now. Please, I beg of you, save me now. I've had enough. I've had enough of Caesar and all his junk. I've had enough of Pilate and Herod. I've had enough of crime in the streets. I've had enough of all that's going on around me. Save me now, please, Jesus. They were shouting for salvation, yes, but they were also shouting for health and healing. They were shouting for rescue and safety and deliverance. I just want to go to heaven. Don't you? And that's what No Kings was about yesterday. Save us now. Stop this insanity. All these wars that are raging around us, all this economic disparity that is raging around us, all the social injustice that we're having to deal with, save us now, please. And the psalmist says, God is greater than everything. You've already been saved. God's already blessed you. The word blessed in Hebrew, hesed, is used over 240 times in the Old Testament alone. Jesus uses it over and over and over again in his words to the people. Blessed art thou. Over and over, we hear Jesus offering the blessing. You're already blessed. You're already blessed. My goodness. Look around. Some of you are sitting with family. You're already blessed. Some of you are sitting with friends. You're already blessed. You're already blessed. And Jesus knew that. So he just clip-clopped along on that donkey. I'll be forever thankful for Andrew Lloyd Webber. The way he penned Jesus Christ Superstar. I love that musical. And I'll break out the soundtrack this week and listen again. You're already blessed. Over and over and over, those words keep coming back to us. And why don't we claim it? Why can't we claim it? I don't know. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. You know that hymn. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. You know that hymn. The words, that compel us to shout Hosanna, or at least whisper it. Why don't you whisper it to one another for just a moment? Just whisper a couple of Hosannas to one another. Y'all are way too polite. The children got it. Thank you, children. Hosanna, save us now. And hear Jesus saying, you already are. You don't have to worry anymore. You already are. You don't have to worry anymore. I have come to take away the sins of the world. I am going to prepare a place for you where I'm going. You can't come yet, but in a little while you will. And it will be glorious. Save us now. Save us from ourselves. Save us from the government. Save us from immorality. Save us from economic injustice. Save us from all of the ills of the world that are floating around us. Bless us again, O God. And God says to us, okay, you already are. Can you claim it? Will you claim it this day? They wanted his blessing, waving the palm branches and shouting his name and having a little parade down the street. They wanted his blessing. And Jesus said, you already got it. And in the days to come, I'm going to show you just how blessed you are. Thanks be to God. Pray together. Lord, forgive us when we get in our own way. Forgive us when we get so caught up in trying to make things happen that we forget they've already happened. Forgive us when we keep asking for signs and wonders. Open our eyes, Lord, that we might see. Open our hearts, Lord, that we might truly receive the everlasting love of Jesus the Christ. That's good news today. And we give you thanks through Christ our Lord. Amen.